Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue reading from the virtues of the holiest, of the glorious Quran, specifically the virtues of Surah Yasin. Hazrat Ata bin Abi Rabah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, all his needs for that day are completed. It is said in one hadith, everything has a heart, and the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. Whoever reads Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala records for him a reward equal to that of reading the entire Quran 10 times. According to another hadith, Allah Ta'ala recited Surah Yasin and Surah Taha 1,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. After hearing this, the angel said, blessed be that ummah to whom the Quran will be sent down. Blessed will be the hearts that will memorize it, and blessed will be the tongue, will be the tongues that will read it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever reads Surah Yasin only for the pleasure of Allah, all his earlier sins are forgiven. Therefore, make it a practice of reading the surah for your dead. The surah is also known as Rafia and Khafida, that is which gives honor and respect to the believers and disgraces the unbelievers. According to a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my heart wishes that Surah Yasin be present in the heart of every person of my ummah. According to another hadith, if anybody reads Surah Yasin every night and then dies, he dies as a martyr, a shaheed. It is reported in yet another hadith, whoever reads Surah Yasin is forgiven, whoever reads it in hunger is satisfied, whoever reads it having lost his way finds the way, whoever reads it on losing an animal finds it, and when one reads it fearing that the food will run short, that food becomes enough. If one reads it next to a person who is suffering from the pangs of death, his death is made easy for him. And if anyone reads it for a woman experiencing difficulty in childbirth, her delivery becomes easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read Surah Yasin and also to memorize it. We continue with the etiquette of a gathering. Number 12. While the talk is in progress, a newcomer should not make salam or shake hands. This disturbs the speaker and distracts the attention of the audience. Number 13. When arriving at a gathering early, sit in front. Latecomers should sit at the back wherever they are able to find place. They should not attempt to force their way to the front. Some people arriving late on Fridays at the masjid penetrate the rows ahead of them in their attempts to obtain sitting place in front. Such inconsiderate action has been severely criticized in the hadith. Number 14, without a valid reason, do not lean against a wall when in a gathering listening to a discourse. This is highly disrespectful. Number 15, if there is ample sitting place available, do not sit with your back towards anyone. Number 16, when leaving a gathering, do not stand in the doorway greeting people or making conversation, causing a hindrance to those who wish to leave. When sitting in a lecture, keep the following points in mind. Do not greet if the lecture is in progress. Even if one knows what the speaker is speaking about, he should listen to it attentively as though he is hearing it for the first time. By the blessings of this, Allah Ta'ala will grant a person greater understanding of the subject matter. If taking down notes, avoid making unnecessary disturbing sounds by rustling pages, dragging the pen across the book, etc. Disperse immediately after the program. Avoid getting involved in unnecessary talking. Sit with the intention of one's reformation and not to criticize or find faults. One should pay full attention to the speaker. Even if someone arrives and there is some disturbance, the listeners should keep their attention focused on the speaker. They should not look around. A few additional points for women folk. If children are small and they will disturb, then it is best that one stays at home and makes other arrangements to look after them. If children are taken along, their shoes should be removed as well. If children have messed the carpet with food or drink, it is the responsibility of the parent to clean up before leaving. If a handbag is taken, look after it carefully. Do not place it next to one as this occupies space. Never record video or audio any female speaker who is giving advice, as a woman's picture and voice has to be concealed. Those arranging the program should ensure that there is a thick and comfortable flooring so that an individual is comfortable for the entire duration of the program. At times, thin sheets are placed which move around, causing people to sit on the hard floor, and there is also the risk of slipping and getting hurt. It is best that the speaker faces the entrance with the audience facing their backs to the entrance, so that the least amount of distraction occurs. This does not allow the listener to see who's coming in late. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to bring these into our life.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. We were speaking about how to make our rozas valuable, but we'll just digress a little bit. Tonight is the 27th night, and according to the vast majority of ulama, the 27th night is almost annually the night of Shabi Qadr, the night of Qadr. So just a few points, to encourage us. Like that, alhamdulillah, everyone is doing his ibadat, but just to encourage us further, inshallah. And this little few points that I'm saying are based on the talks of Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He had mentioned these points, we'll just repeat them, and perhaps a little bit changes here, additions or something. Hazrat Maulana says that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Habibullah. And he's the only Nabi that has been given this title. Ibrahim alayhi salam is Khalilullah, Musa alayhi salam is Kalimullah, Isa alayhi salam is Ruhullah, all great, great positions. But Habibullah, your beloved one, and the one who loves you, you declare that he is my Habib, he loves me, and he's my Mahbub, I love him. What more does a person want? And that is the greatest thing. As Oliver also have written, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasul of Allah, that is a very, very great title that Allah has given the Anbiya, those Rasuls that Allah has given them. And Allah calls them Rasulullah, that is, they are my messengers, they conveyed my message. In other words, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, hal ballaghtu risala, have I conveyed the message? Allah is saying, when he says Rasulullah, that you people have conveyed the message. Allah is giving evidence, what greater thing can there be? And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Habibullah, and is the Mahbub of Allah Ta'ala, and then in the sadqa of that, in the graces of that, Allah has made this ummat, ummat marhuma, the ummat on whom Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is coming down. That what untold Allah's mercy Allah has given to this ummat. If we read the hadith with reference to the virtues of this ummat, we get astounded that what a position Allah has given this ummat. How much Allah loves this ummat so greatly. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, we should understand this properly. Don't take it out of context. In his praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the ashar that he had written, he says, it's not strange and far-fetched that this ummat, its sins will be changed into good deeds. He doesn't give us a license to do sins and commit sins, but this is the condition of this ummah, so high it is by Allah Ta'ala. Let me, you, all of us appreciate that Allah has made us of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And since Allah has made this ummah marhuma, and this ummah Allah has given the most virtuous things for their ibadat. If we just think that what things Allah has given, a person gets astounded what Allah has given us. as it is written, that one woman of the Bani Israel, when she came to know the virtues of this ummah, she says, if I was in that ummah, my whole life and short lifespan for this ummah, between 60 and 70 years, I should, one sajda, I should make the whole my lifespan. So great virtues, we have to realize our position, which Allah Ta'ala has given in the sadqa of being in the ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we did not ask for it. We had no idea. Allah out of His kindness put us in this ummat. The Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked to be the Nabi of this ummat. Allah said, that position I've already given. Then he said, just imagine that he's prepared to forgo his nabuwat. What a position to be in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That doesn't mean that any of us are higher than a nabi. No, not at all. Just like somebody wrote to Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, that a person who sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sahabi. So he says, I saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream, so I'm also a sahabi. So what our akabir and ulama, so Hazrat wrote back, yes, you are a sahabi, but a dream sahabi, not a real sahabi, you're a dream sahabi. So anyway, this ummah, the position is so high of this ummah. In the consequence of that, Allah has given this ummah, for example, 10 days of Zulhijjah, wal-fajr, wal-layalin ashr, and what the value of those days are, those nights, the days, etc. There, every night is the thawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, the actual Laylatul Qadr, we don't know when it is for sure. But those there, and at the same time, where our Allah has given us this great honor, let us appreciate this honor. So the ten days of Zulhijjah, each day's roza is so valuable, like whole 1 year's roza. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allah gave us the 6 rozas of Shawwal, and that 6 rozas of Shawwal will compensate also for any deficiencies in our rozas. Also, we learn from ulama that one great thing Allah loves is sadaqah, to give charity. And like, for example, we give our fitrah for our rozah. In one aspect, that is that any deficiency that came in any of our ibadat, rozahs, etc., Allah covers it up, it's a right of the poor. That we give to the poor on each day, all going to celebrate. And therefore, we should try and give our fitrah as early as possible. And whoever is collecting it also, they should try and distribute it also as early as possible. So that the poor can also enjoy the day of Eid, they must also get it. And if we can give it with our own hands to the poor, there is nothing better than that. Our zakat, our fitrah, and we go to them. It is said, Na'mal Amir ala Babil Faqir. Very honorable and good is that rich man who goes to the door of the poor man. And he sits there, he says, like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that woman with her children out there in the desert, he personally went, and he took the food on his back, and he went and cooked it for them. And then he fed it to them also. So if that can come alive, if one thing of Islam can come alive in me, in us, it's enough for Islam to spread in the world. But if we do it, which Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Islam, the people are hearing Islam, they are reading Islam, they want to see Islam. So if these things can come alive in us, when وَبِئْسَ الْفَقِيرُ عَلَى بَابِ الْأَمِيرِ, and very bad is that poor person who is to go to the door of the rich person. When we don't go to their door, so they are humiliated, they come to our door, to the door of the rich people, and many cases how they are rebuked and how they are chased away. Now he just loses his respect, etc. The other thing is, we didn't feed them. The poor comes and fetch their things here. In fact, from some crooks that went to one old Haji Sahib, he has passed away. We came and collect our zakat. They were robbing him, but they say, we are came and collect our zakat. You didn't give your zakat. So if we go there, it will set all the tables right. And we wonder, if we don't go, then they have to come. And then there are all of other consequences in that. So anyway, each thing of Islam is so great. So this 10 days of Zulhijjah and the 10 nights of Zulhijjah, And then it is crowned with the 3 days of Qurbani. What a thing Allah has given us, Qurbani. Each thing of Islam is such, and we should try and take out some time on a daily basis, whenever we can, when lying down and going to sleep, whenever, that, Ya Allah, what namat haven't you given us? You have given us the 10 days of Zul Hijjah, you have given us the day of Qurbani, you have given us the month of Ramadan, you have given us Quran Sharif, you have given us hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What are the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? May Allah fill our hearts with love and respect of the Quran Sharif, of the hadith. No kitab can match the Quran Sharif. No kitab can match, no words of anyone can match the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what Allah has given us. So what, and then again, like we hear, not only one buzur, but one incident of one buzur, what Allah has given us. How they loved their lives, what purity was in their lives. One buzur, and one instance and waqia of his life. Allahu Akbar. May Allah bring these things into us and make qadr of these things. Among that, Allah Ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan. What a glorious month. The Quran Sharif in this month. What a glorious kitab. How Allah has combined the two. What great things. Then the nights of Ramadan again. The Taraweeh. 20 rakats, as Khasmari has given it a very beautiful articulation, that Allah Ta'ala, the closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala, wa huwa sajid, when he is in sajda. So Allah says, I want you to make lot of love to me in this month. 40 sajdas extra. And then how many people, perhaps during the year, we don't make our Isha 17 rakats. But Ramzan, we try and make that 17, and that 20, 37 rakats, 37, 74 sajdas. What Allah Ta'ala has given us to make more love. And you, that is the time you're the closest to Allah. And then Allah gave us the first 10 days of rahmat, of forgiveness. And now itqum minan nar, to set you free from the fire. As Maulana Khalil Allah jiwad him, he made this dua that, oh Allah, let us be not amongst those people that the month of Ramadan passes over them and they were not forgiven. That the badua is made by Jibreel alayhi salam. And the Ameen is said by Nabi alayhi salatu, and in Masjid al-Nabawi, and on the mimbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah save us. In other words, this shows that Allah's forgiveness is widespread. Unbelievable how much Allah is giving, that nobody can, really, if you see, nobody can be left out. And to find Laylatul Qadr, for example, just Isha and Fajr with Jamal. Allah give us much more than that, but just that also, and you get all the virtues. So the last 10 days, in the last 10 days, all the odd nights are valuable. And the night which is Shabi Qadr, whichever night it is, Laylatul Qadr, what to say of that? So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we appreciate these nights. And tonight, as most of the ulama, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, has written, they feel that Shabi Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, comes every year on the 27th. It's not necessarily, but that is how they feel. So this night we should try and do as much as we can. Then the Shabi Qadr, that is power, honor, greatness, that is this night. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us this night, and how much we will endeavor in this night to please Allah Ta'ala. And we make our niyat solely for the pleasure of Allah. Where there are great advantages, where we are all together, everyone is making ibadat, makes it easy for us also. We just, the whole environment is of ibadat. But on the other side also, we should be careful. We should not do it to show somebody else that I'm still awake. Or we ask somebody, what's the time? In other words, I'm still awake till this time here. Or whatever it is, we should be careful of that also. If you go home, good, you make your ibadat on your own, but possibly you decide to sleep away. Now you're getting tired, you're yawning, and you want to sleep away. But here in the masjid, you say, oh, still so many people make, I feel shy to walk out. So you carry on. But on the other hand, both sides, we should keep it. Perhaps at home, there may be more ikhlas, nobody is seeing. Yeah, perhaps it might be difficult, but yeah, also it is very, very good. So this is that night, and how much we will make Allah's ibadat. It's a night of honor, greatness, power. Allah will give that to us. Allah is that being that whatever we do for him, al jazaul ihsan illa al ihsan, that whatever you do, Allah gives you in return accordingly. We say subhanallah, oh Allah, you are pure. Jazaul wifaqa, Allah declares, you said I am pure, I am pure. Whether you say it or not, nobody says it, I am pure. But by you saying it, I make you pure now. So this night here, if we will make ibadat, Allah will give us that. And we should try and read this tasbih also, the third kalima, or the word subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, that also contains all the three, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And we see in different ways this has come in many narrations, which shows that Allah loves these things. To say, Allah, you are pure. All praise belongs only to you. Allah says, all praise is only for me, it's for no one else. But you saying it, now I will put qualities of praise in you. Allahu Akbar, who is great? Only one great being, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nobody else is great. But when we say it, Allah makes us like great. In the eyes of people, Allah gives izzat, gives honor, gives respect. Allah Ta'ala gives, Ta'ala gives. So we should try it. This is wazifa also on this side. And amongst many other things, Allah has blessed us. Then the main thing for this night, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu was salam that if I find the night of Qadr, what should I read? What a night, what a dua, short dua. And this is who Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. The duas he taught is proof of his nabuwat. Nobody could think of such duas. Such duas. Whatever of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is proof that he is the Nabi or he is the chosen one of Allah. The words that he spoke and how short, concise and what meaning. Ulama till today haven't completed explaining the meanings of the words of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the dua for this night, and which is a great lesson for us also. And not only the dua we make, but we try and bring it within us practically. Allahumma ifumma innaka afoon. Oh Allah, you are not only the forgiver, you are an embodiment of forgiveness. Like one person is generous, that's very good quality, and one person he is generous. He only knows generosity. One person is miserly, he's a miser. And miserly, and he doesn't want to give. And a person is a miser. That means he only knows miserliness. He knows nothing else. He's just a miser. One time I had to go and speak to some people for some work, differences in them. So he said, me, I'm food. So not that I eat food, I am food. In other words, I just want food. He says, if my wife cooks curry khichdi, for example, 11 o'clock in the morning, and I come after Zohar to eat it, I don't eat it. For me, that and a tin of baked beans is the same. He says that I want my food from the stove, now cooked and in my plate. So do you get people like that? So Allah is afoon. He's an embodiment of forgiveness. Not only that Allah forgives, Allah loves to forgive. Not only, but Allah is just forgiveness. Allah just forgives, and Allah forgives in great, great amounts, unbelievable. That how Allah Ta'ala Shabi Barat, Allahu Akbar, how it is explained in the hadith, how many people Allah Ta'ala forgives. So this is that night also in which Allah Ta'ala forgives. So Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. And how beautifully our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained this, that when these type of nights, this night comes along, then keep this in mind, in our minds when we are reading, that Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Now how will Allah forgive if all, it comes in a hadith, if all become so pious that nobody commits a sin, Allah will finish all that creation. And Allah will bring another creation who will sin. Because Allah wants to forgive and He loves to forgive. So Allah just loves. So now on a night like this, oh Allah, what you really love to do. I brought not truckloads, I don't know how much I brought of sin, because you love to forgive. Also Hazrat explained that by Allah there are no sins, and in the heavens no sins. Sins are here on our ground. We come. So sin by Allah Ta'ala is a foreign thing. It has to be imported. And everyone when he buys things, he likes foreign things better than local. Though local is advertised and encouraged so much, buy local, support local, but everyone likes foreign, outside. So, oh Allah, no sins by you. I brought foreign, imported things. and you love to forgive the sins, you forgive them. A person comes with the whole world full of sins. Allah says, I will come with that amount, double amount of forgiveness. You come little bit towards me, I will come more towards you. You come walking, I come running. Allah, that night Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, that we go to Allah Ta'ala. So this is that night. Also this night is from Qadr, that is from Taqdeer. Our Taqdeer, according to many riwayat, this is the night in which Allah gives the Taqdeer for the 1 year to the Farishtas. Who's going to die, who's going to be born, who's going for Hajj, whose rose is more, whatever, Allah gives it. So that also, so we ask from Allah Ta'ala for that also on this night. That Allah Ta'ala blesses us with all goodness. And the greatest goodness is Deen. More our iman, yaqeen becomes strong. More we turn to Allah. More we get convinced that our deen is our 100% correct way of life. And what complete, so much so that it just comes, it's like a it's not our qal, but our hal. Not what we say, but our condition proves it. That raditu billahi rabban. I'm so happy Allah is my Rabb. And of course, where can a tree be my Rabb? Where can the sun be my Rabb? Allah is my Rabb who does everything. Wabil Islami Deena, what the Deen Allah has given me. Wabil Wabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rasulun wa Nabiya. And this love comes into us. And then inshallah in the Qabr are the same three questions. Ma Rabbuka, Ma Deenuka, Ma Taqulu fi haqqi hadha rajul. On other riwayats also. So these three things, so this comes into us. So on this night we make shukr also to Allah for all this grace that He gave us, later to Qadr. He gave us this i'tikaf, He gave us this masajid, He gave us this environment. Allahu Akbar. So we, and also we think, the other night when the dasturkhans were put for iftari time, a thought came to my mind, how happy Allah must be. In the, we look at this one, dasturkhan. Allah is looking at the dasturkhans of the world. Where and where in the world? In big, big cities, concrete jungles. In the wooden jungles of the world, where and where dasturkhan is being put. At this moment, how many people are busy buying, preparing, all for iftar? The ummah is now busy. And then the tilawat of the Quran, the whole world, where and where? What tilawat is going? And some places, how beautiful the reading, and how Allah loves it. So Allah gave us chance because of ummah in Muhammad. That we are in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have got this great, great things. So tonight let us try and endeavor as much as we can. Allah give us tawfiq. And we can reap all the benefits which Allah has. And the main thing is for forgiveness. Because that is our blockage to reach for any of goodness of dunya, for to reach Allah. For any problems in the akhirat, Allah save us, it is our guna. So this is the time that now you are given the chance to redeem, have all your gunas forgiven. And Allah will forgive small, big gunas. Our big gunas, make niyat for them. We made already, we may ask for forgiveness. Lightly again we ask that, Ya Allah, what sins I've committed. What terrible sins. I'm so bad, my Allah. Please, you forgive me. You are pure, my Allah. And as our Shaykh says, one person, a fly came to him. So he chased away the fly. So Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, and that person got angry. So that his khadim or somebody, he says, King, Hazrat, the flies will only go to the honorable people. So that's why they're coming. So we are those dirty flies. And we are coming to you on this honorable night. You gave us this night. And oh Allah, you are the one that you want us to be forgiven. That's why you have given us this night. And you had like, ulama have written, our Shaykh stresses on it, all the du'as in the Quran Sharif, Allah has mentioned. Because Allah wants to accept it, He told you, you must ask me like this. So He gave you the formula also. Today you get the formula of anything, and the formula for forgiveness, that is the main formula. You should also try and read the du'a which is mentioned for Shabbat Barat. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabi, wa a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bika minka وجل وجهك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Try and read that dua also and find meaning. Those who don't know, check it with the ulama and keep that in mind and read it. What a beautiful dua also. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept from us and the whole ummah. And we also make dua that Ya Allah, whoever is perhaps a bit weak or something, a bit unmindful, Ya Allah, bring them also in. And we make dua for them also and the whole of mankind and jinn also. There is an occasion. Make ummat a dua for the ummat. We know what is happening in various places. Make dua for ourselves, our progeny, our forefathers who are in the qabr. They also are waiting there. So we make dua as much as we can. Dua, we must try and exhaust ourselves in dua. Allah, mukhul ibadah. Dua, mukhul ibadah is the sum total of the hasil of ibadah. How much a person is connected with Allah and he knows Allah alone is the giver, alone is the doer, so much he will dip it. Just turn to Allah and beg Allah and sort of insist on Allah, not by like forcing, but Ya Allah, where else can I? Who else can do this for me? Nobody, Ya Allah, you're the only one. Please, Allah, you have to. If you know, where will I go? So we beg Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.